This is JIS News. Coming up, Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says online petition by JFJ factually incorrect. Juveniles housed at Fort Augusta Adult Correctional Center to be removed in a matter of weeks, and Education Ministry to issue bulletin to schools on new no-smoking regulations. Details after the break.
JIS is 50 years old. Join us as we relive history with radio programs from our archives. JIS 50, an agency on a mission.
Now the news. Factually incorrect, intellectually dishonest, and over-sensationalized. That's how Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has described a video and petition posted online by Jamaicans for Justice, JFJ, citing inhumane practices by the Jamaican government as it relates to children in detention. Minister Hanna says the information in JFJ's petition does not consider actions already taken by the government, coupled with ongoing work to address issues facing children in Jamaica, especially those in conflict with the law.
We have no problems with petitions and welcome them as a part of the vibrant democracy which the government supports and encourages. We do not, however, condone the public promotion of information that is incorrect, malicious, and designed to unfairly hurt Jamaica's human rights record locally and internationally, especially because of the efforts we have made.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. In the meantime, the Youth and Culture Minister is outlining that the majority of the requests by JFJ in its online petition have already been implemented, while others are ongoing. Minister Hanna says the government has achieved a number of its goals in relation to improving the care and protection of children in conflict with the law.
The commitment has also been given since June of this year by the government and through my ministry that by the end of next year, systems and facilities will be in place to ensure that children who come in contact with the police spend no more than 48 hours at police stations and instead spend as little time there as possible. Jamaica is being brought by this government into compliance with local law and international protocols after some 22 years of non-compliance.
Minister Hanna points out that during the period May 2012 to January this year, 148 children deemed in need of care and protection were removed from lockups. And National Security Minister Peter Bunting has committed to removing all juveniles from the Fort Augusta Adult Correctional Center in St. Catherine in a matter of weeks. The girls are to be moved to the South Camp Road Rehabilitation Center in Kingston, currently being renovated.
I gave a commitment earlier this year to move all the female juveniles from Fort Augusta by the end of the year. I can report that based on my latest discussion with the Commissioner of Corrections, Javine Bent, we're now targeting to move them by September. So if we can get the construction moving along at a pace we hope, then we will actually outperform our own targets.
The South Camp Road facility will house both adults and juveniles from Fort Augusta in separate sections. However, the security minister says the adults will not be relocated at the same time as the juveniles, but at a later date. And the Ministry of Education will be issuing a bulletin to all schools explaining the implications of the new no-smoking regulations, which came into effect on July 15. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the bulletin will also seek to encourage school personnel to set an example for students by complying with the rules and renouncing the use of tobacco in public places. Reverend Thwaites was addressing journalists at a recent press briefing to outline the new regulations. The regulations, which fall under Sections 14 and 15 of the Public Health Act, prohibit smoking in specified public areas. These include all enclosed spaces accessible to the public transportation, workplaces, government-owned and occupied buildings, health facilities including pharmacies, sports and recreational facilities for use by the public, educational institutions, areas specifically for use by children, and places of collective use such as bus stops. The regulations also stipulate that graphic health warnings be placed on packages containing tobacco products. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.